Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats, after several weeks of negotiations between the United States and China, say the Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemned in strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency director told a small group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite such warnings and other high-ranking officials saying similar things, Mr. Trump has pushed for improved ties with Moscow. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the U.S. or perhaps settled with his family in his wife's home nation, the Netherlands, but instead the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential elections with more than 99%, according to the country's election commission. After voting on Friday, this voter sounded an optimistic tone.
Cannot say who is going to win, but I think everybody will be, it depends the how people they are comfortable by the campaigns, what each candidate said. And it's the job of the Electoral Commission to publish who will win the election.
Rwanda's Electoral Commission said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's election. World Health Organization says a campaign to provide anti-malaria drugs to hundreds of thousands of young children in northeast Nigeria will prevent thousands of deaths from this waterborne disease. Lisa Slein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports it has provided anti-malaria drugs to nearly 900,000 children aged 3 months to 5 years out of a child population of 1.1 million in areas formerly held by Boko Haram militants. The director of WHO's Global Malaria Program, Pedro Alonso, tells VOA the agency has completed the first round of an emergency approach to quickly stop the disease from striking a fatal blow. He says the drug both clears the parasites that might already have invaded the child system and provides protection for the next 3 to 4 weeks. He says about 10,000 lives will be saved by providing anti-malaria drugs to the same 900,000 children every month until November, when the period of high transmission will be over. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's new legislative superbody set to convene today. The controversial Constituent Assembly expected to rewrite the Constitution, possibly give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Installation of the Constituent Assembly could intensify a political crisis that has brought 4 months of protest and left at least 120 people dead, hundreds of others jailed. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.